Good night, everybody.
Happy Thursday, coming to you from the great state of Tennessee on rumble.com/LFATV. This is Ungoverned, pre-recorded here on a Thursday as we on Newsmax in a few minutes here, hanging out in the chat with you all right now. And we hope you're having a great Thursday. Hope everybody's doing well. Thank you for being here. Make sure you share the show out with all your friends. We're happy to be here on a Thursday, the 11th day of April, 2024, as we are just, time is just absolutely flying. Lots of things happening. This is quick. It's happening very quickly, very quickly. So we're here pre-recorded for you on a Thursday. We'll be on Newsmax, be live tomorrow on Locals tonight, and on WPHT tomorrow morning. From 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern with the great Nick Kale, Kale and Company on WPHT 1210 Philadelphia. It should be a great time if you are going to be awake tomorrow morning. Join us in the YouTube chat. I know YouTube is a curse word around here, or on the Odyssey app. Just search for WPHT in Philadelphia. Kale and Company will be on from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern with Nick Kale tomorrow morning. So that's going to be fun. We have a lot to talk about today as the Party of Tolerance, ladies and gentlemen, once again. Remember, all we've been told about this group, right? The Party of Tolerance, we just want to be accepted. Okay. Well, then why are you behaving like freaks? You know, because there's only certain things that I'm willing to accept. Okay? Like, freakish behavior is not one of them. Now, we've talked about January 6th on the show, and next week we're going to have a guest to talk about January 6th as well. We will have a guest on. A former political prisoner out of the D.C. gulag now. And we're going to set the record straight on a few things with January 6th next week. That'll be airing next Thursday. All right? There's a few bad actors in the J6 community right now that need to be set straight. They've got a lot of good people fooled. You read the story, and if you recall correctly, actually, last year, I fell for one of these stories. Ryan Samsel. Oh, he's being kept in the janitor's closet. D.C. gulag. It wound up, you know, not the case. There's a lot of, we can call this one a false prophet. Goes by the name Yeshua in the D.C. gulag. Yeah, weird. We're going to set the record straight on a few things, J6, next week. With a special guest. He's never been on the show before, but definitely deserves the platform. And very excited to have that. We're going to set that up. And that'll run next Thursday. And I'm very excited for you to see and hear this story. And we'll set the record straight. It's not about bashing another J6er. It's about don't be fooled. Remember, you know, it's easy to be fooled by a lot of stuff. So we're going to have that next week, just to let you know. We'll tease that now, but we'll have that next week. Okay? As we're getting all that working out. Now, today, Party of Tolerance. You know, the reason why I just brought up J6 is because you hear about Trump supporters, domestic terrorists. They participated in insurrection. Right, you hear about the domestic terrorists at a school board meeting, right? And then you hear about, you know, you see these comments being made about trans days of vengeance. Do you think if a MAGA day of vengeance was released on the internet that it would go over well in the mainstream media? No, of course not. But the trans community, who could do no wrong, they're super citizens, remember. They're allowed to do anything they want. Well, just about everything. We've got a couple of arrests that have finally been made in the trans community. I'm not just going to sit here and gloat that, ha-ha, a trans person got arrested. No, they actually did something wrong here, it looks like. One of them suspected of trying to bomb the attorney general in Alabama. That's not a nice or tolerant thing to do. You know, I didn't think, if you wanted tolerance, I didn't think you wanted to violently force it on the American people. I don't think you're going to sway the hearts and minds of the American people by bombing elected officials' offices that just, you know. That's something that, oh, by the way, that's something that when I said the T in LGBT was dangerous, I was told I was Timothy McVeigh by an elected official in New York. Now, you literally have a tranny in Antifa trying to bomb the Alabama Attorney General's office. Of course, all the usual suspects who called me a terrorist for going to school board meetings or pointing out that, you know, that sign of the bathroom is a little weird, or that every 6 feet in the hallway of a middle school, we're talking about transformation coaches and transition clinics in middle schools. That was weird. You're a domestic terrorist. You're trying to bully children. But you've got a guy I guess this is a guy, whatever it is. It's an animal trying to bomb the Alabama Attorney General. We have that. Planet Fitness has been in the news a lot lately. Brennan, is the reason why Planet Fitness has been in the news is bathroom stuff, right? Oh, man. Wouldn't it be something if a dude who claimed to be transgender just decided to drop trowel and go naked in the women's bathroom, wouldn't it? In Planet Fitness. Isn't that kind of like, you right-wing bigots, that's not what this is about. It's about acceptance and tolerance. No, it's about being a freak. Freakish behavior, and we're about a month and a half away from Freak Month, where we will, as we did last year, do our first show on June 1st in black and white. That was a good silent protest last year. In black and white. No colors! Okay? Yeah, there was a man arrested after stripping naked in a Planet Fitness restroom. Female restroom. Why was he in there? So why was he in there? Oh, because he claimed to be transgender, which gives him the free pass to go anywhere he wants. Once you identify as a super citizen, you can't be questioned. Whether you're an illegal. Did you hear about Chicago, by the way? You know what's spreading in Chicago? Measles. And tuberculosis.
Oh, good.
Oh, great.
Why we don't live there?
Now, how did that happen? Well, this can't. It just can't be. It can't be. The influx of illegal immigrants that's bringing these diseases in. You just can't. You can't blame it on them. Well, who's to blame then? Does it mean our vaccines against TB and measles are failing? Of course not. You can't question the vaccines either. What is it? Is there a tuberculosis fairy and a measles fairy coming in, waving a magic wand and giving people? No, it's the illegals. It's the border. Super citizens. Illegals, super citizens, the trans community, Antifa. Are you trans, Tifa? That's the Will Johnson clip. If we had a working soundboard, we'd play it. We don't. Got to figure out something there. I want to get that back. That's example of tolerance number two. Number three, a dance team in Seattle. Triggered. There was apparently some triggering apparel that was being worn by some of these dancers in Seattle, a dance team. And they were told that they weren't allowed to wear that apparel. Brennan, you want to guess what the triggering apparel was? On dancers, Seattle dance team.
Oh, an American flag.
It was an American flag. Yes, it was. That's how bad it's getting, where the most ridiculous thing that you can arrive at in your mind is what's going on. An American flag apparel was triggering. It made them uncomfortable, and the dancers were forced to put on different clothes. Isn't that great? Tolerance, though. Tolerance. Except you can't tolerate the American flag. Tolerance. We got to tolerate your trans cult flag, but you can't tolerate the American flag. Got it. I guess the tolerance only works one way.
Well, down with America.
Of course. Death to America. Those are the people that they want. The USA Today was scolded by the Biden regime after putting a realistic headline about Donald Trump's abortion stance, which is driving everybody crazy and honestly is driving all the right people crazy. And I have nothing wrong if you're a pro-life activist. As a matter of fact, I respect you if you're doing that because you are fighting for people who cannot fight for themselves. Now, for me, first and foremost, in the political spectrum, my allegiance is to the United States, to the Constitution. Constitutionally, abortion is no longer a federal issue. You cannot be upset if the Democrats want to legislate abortion laws to expand access to abortion and then say, we have to legislate abortion laws federally to restrict access to abortion. Do you understand that that's both sides of the same coin? You are morally right. Your stance is grounded in morals. I'm not saying you're wrong. Constitutionally, that is not how it works right now. If you want that to be the law of the land, get with your pro-life activist friends in your state and make it the law of the land. But Sean, I live in New York. Move. Okay? Well, I shouldn't have to move. No, you shouldn't. But you can. Move if you don't like it. You know who did it? Who's got two thumbs and moved out of New York because I didn't like the politics? Me. We're out. We left. Did I want to? I did because of the politics. But folks, I mean, if I didn't have to, I wouldn't. But it was miserable. The politics there. Dangerous. Dangerous is the word. In New York. Move if you don't like it. Well, I shouldn't have to move. All right, then stay. But if you lose that battle, then come back the next time it's on the ballot or the next time, you know, you're out there and win. Chip away at the foundation. That's how you have to do it. USA Today, though, changed the headline because the Biden regime yelled at them. Who's the dictator again? You know, in most dictatorships, the media takes its direction from the head of state, right? Joe Biden is the president of the United States, the chief executive of the United States. I would say he is the head of state. He's the top executive official in this country. Is the media taking their marching orders from Joe Biden? It appears it is. If Joe Biden says, you better change that headline, Jack. It's wrong. And they change the headline. Who's the dictator? That's a question for the left, not for the chat. Joe Biden is obviously the dictator. And speaking of which, 60% of Americans, and I agree with this number, it should be higher, but at least it's going up. 60% of Americans, that would be a majority liberals, believe that we're paying too much in federal taxes. By the way, this comes on the heels. The post office has actually approved the stamp hike. 73 cents for a stamp. For what? To lose my mail? What, to have some defective in the post office? Well, you know, your package is going to get there in like 3 to 7 days. Chomping gum in my face or wearing a mask? That's what I'm paying for. That's what we're paying for. You know what? Bring back the Pony Express. I'll start riding horses everywhere and delivering people's mail. We'll do it for cheaper, okay? 73 cents per stamp. Welcome to Biden's America. Your ballot will get there on time. Your mail now. Screw that. Who needs mail? You know, who needs the important stuff? Not me. Nobody. Anyway, we're going to get to all that and more after a word from our friends over at Switch2USA.com. Take a look at this quick video from Switch2USA.
We all want to make a difference in our country and make change, but we don't all have the ability to do so. A lot of people are busy. They can't join school boards. They can't get on borough council, but they can change where they shop. And it's just shopping. It's that simple.
We're going to link arms and we're going to shop right here at this American factory. They make the products and they're all natural and they're good for us and they're affordable. Everything's made here in the USA.
That is switch2USA.com. Switch2USA.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been talking about how the world has been going crazy with supply chain issues, record-setting inflation, and sky-high gas prices. We all know the big box stores were allowed to stay open the whole time. But so many little guys, small business owners, regular people were forced to close. The wealthiest on the planet became better off while mom and pop suffered. The question is, what are we willing to do about it? How can our voices be heard? Well, you can vote with your dollars. That's how you make a difference. This is a call to action to switch away from the big box conglomerates and shop factory direct at a family-owned, made in America manufacturer. For all your monthly consumables, toothpaste, shaving cream, laundry detergent, shampoo, healthy snacks, and now grass-fed beef, all delivered right to your door. Switch away from made in China and switch to made in the USA. It's one of the best ways to get around the crazy inflation. Shop with a family-owned company that puts their customers first rather than shareholders and corporate executives. I want you to join the parallel economy that's been formed. Join the massive sweep that is happening through Patriot Nation and decide today that you want to be a part of the movement to cut off their cash flow. Sign up. My friend Maria will give you a call back to enroll you. Then you can start shopping at this privately owned mom and pop. That is switch2USA.com. 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 Right there, you see it on your screen. Fill out the form. Make it happen. I saw a comment yesterday under yesterday's show said that they love the products that they get from Switch2USA. We thank you for supporting our sponsors. Next up is the LFA TV store located at the LFA TV website. Apparently, I'm losing my voice again. This is great. LFATV.us. You see this pop-up here. It brings you to the show that is currently live. Click on that LFA TV store tab, though. I want to tell you about the flannels, the LFA TV flannels. They're great. Jeremy was wearing his, I think, today. He was wearing his LFA TV flannel, the red one, and it looked really good on him. It'll look really good on you, too. I want you to order some LFA TV flannels and then tag them on social media. Be like, hey, bro, it looks better on me. There's also an overstock list as well. An overstock list, $10 are the overstock items on LFATV.us in the LFA TV store. So check out the flannels, check out the overstock list at LFATV.us. Click on the store tab, or you can go directly to the store by typing in your browser, jeremyherald.com/store. That's LFATV.us click on the store tab, or you go to jeremyharrell.com/store. All right. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get right to the show right now. I'm losing my voice. I don't know what's happening. I don't know where that came from, but it is it is apparently fleeing me, so I apologize. That's a nuisance, we're going to work through it. I don't know what's happening, but it appears to be fleeing. There is no more voice. It's gone. We're raspy. It sounds like I swallowed a frog. Anyway, we are ready to rock and roll here at the thumbs up button. Leave us a like. Leave us a comment under the show. I like to go in there and respond to a couple of them every day. It's really nice to see everybody, all the feedback. Head over to the website, farishmedia.com. There's been a flurry of activity there. Thank you so much. Everybody who's joined the email list, everybody who's placed their orders, we're getting to a bunch of them. We got a lot of them right now, working through them. Obviously, this situation with my voice isn't helping, so we'll see what happens. Farishmedia.com. Subscribe to our email list there, totally free. Subscribe to our podcast anywhere you get your podcast too by searching for Ungoverned. Let's talk about the party of tolerance, shall we? Because I was told that these people, they just wanted to be accepted, right? We just want to be accepted. We want to be accepted for who we are. Well, what are you? Well, I don't know. I'm a man today. I'm a woman tomorrow. Well, so how can I accept you for who you are if you don't know who you are? That's a good question, right? We should probably start asking some of these freaks that question. Well, what are you? I'm non-binary. What does that mean? Oh, no. So how do I accept you if you don't know what you are? Just accept me. No, you're insane. I don't accept that. You know what I accept that happens to insane people? What do we say? Small room, big needle, night-night for a little while. You need to take a nap. A long one. Very, very long one. Wake up, tell me what you feel like. You still feel like you're non-binary? Back to sleep. Okay? These people want to be accepted, they say. So do we accept terrorism in the country? Well, the answer on the hands of the left is yes, of course. A trans Antifa member. Oh, man, you want to talk about a freak. Let me show you what this guy looks like. Huh? This is a real winner right there. Look at that. That's the stuff that he put in his bomb. You see him right there? That's a trans Antifa member right there. Trans Antifa member arrested over bombing at Alabama Attorney General's office. The device had the characteristics of an IED. And Calvert added a substantial number of nails and other shrapnel to increase its destructive capability. But it's just destructive acceptance. It's destructive tolerance. He's spreading an explosive message of tolerance and acceptance in Alabama. Oh, sweet home. A trans person, with links to Antifa. I was told that group doesn't exist. It's a myth. It's an idea, not a group. Joe Biden said that in his debate. I guess he's linked to the idea of Antifa, not the group. No, he's linked to the group. Was arrested and charged. A trans Antifa member was arrested and charged with the February detonation of an improvised explosive device, a nail bomb, outside the Alabama Attorney General Montgomery office. Kyle Benjamin Douglas Calvert, that's four names, more names than the illegals, 26, of Irondale, Alabama, was indicted on Wednesday and charged with malicious use of an explosive and possession of an unregistered destructive device. The charges were, per the indictment, alleged that Calvert, quote, maliciously damaged and attempted to maliciously damage by means of fire and explosive materials the Alabama Attorney General's office, and that Calvert knowingly possessed a firearm, to wit, a destructive device, which was not registered to him in the National Firearms Registration and Transfer Record. A detonation memo from a U.S. attorney's office stated the device had the characteristics of an IED. Calvert added a substantial number of nails and other shrapnel to increase its destructive capability. The explosion was outside the office of the AG, Steve Marshall, Alabama, on February 24th in the early hours of the morning, approximately 3:42 a.m. Surveillance footage showed the individual wearing dark clothes, a mask, and goggles near the State House. In addition to the explosive device, obviously all in the name of tolerance, folks, law enforcement officers discovered that Calvert vandalized state buildings with stickers that were advocating for various political ideologies, including Antifa, anti-police sentiments, as well as sentiments expressing opposition to immigration and customs enforcement. It sounds like a real winner. Oh, wait till you see this picture of this guy. The first one, if you thought the first one was bad, take a look at this. I mean, that's just a whack job right there. Total whack job. We accepting that? Is that what we're doing? We're tolerating that? Give these people the acceptance. You know you're supposed to love them. Well, I would love it if they would just behave. Stop trying to bomb government buildings. You know, enough of the trans nonsense, because it's nonsense. I'm a woman. You're a man. Enough. William Thomas, okay? Richard Levine. Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner, no, he's actually, no, he's not. He's a man. Stole women's awards. Remember, he was the woman of the year for a while. Conservative, oh, look at this, we finally have one on our side. And then look what happened after that. You refuse to call out insanity, then the insanity continues to spread. And Bruce Jenner's just as bad as this guy. Yeah, he didn't bomb any buildings. I'm not saying he's a terrorist. I'm saying his ideology is just as toxic. Okay? You don't like it, I don't care. I really don't. Because you know what I'm saying is true. Bruce Jenner's ideology and this guy's trans ideology is the exact same. It's the same thing. They're cut from the same cloth. They're bat soup crazy, folks. They're crazy. Moving on to the next example of tolerance and acceptance. These are acts of tolerance and acceptance and kindness. You know, love wins. We just want to be accepted. You're a bigot if you don't agree with behavior like this. Another arrest has been made. This one's not in the Alabama bombing case, but another case. After a man strips naked in a women's locker room at Planet Fitness and claimed to be transgender. All right, let's take a look at this man's picture here. Okay. You know, we've all heard of the bearded lady, right? So there he is. He's got some stubble on his face. I mean, clear, like it looks like he rubbed dirt on his face. That's a dude. He's not even pretending to be a woman. That's a guy. Okay? That is a guy. Jerry, he's a guy. That's a guy. All right? An arrest made. This guy that you saw in that picture, a man who claimed to identify as a woman to use the female locker room at Planet Fitness. Remember, Planet Fitness enabled this. They enabled this. Okay? Oh, it's a judgment-free zone. Except you should probably judge that type of behavior because it's dangerous, folks. It's dangerous. What have women done to deserve that? What have they done? They're trying to go work out. And this is what fires me up about the abortion conversation. Women's rights. Okay. What about a woman's right to privacy? This guy was in that locker room because you essentially put him there. You enabled the insanity. Folks, I hate it. It is insanity. I don't hate trans people, but the ideology is absolutely deplorable. And I use that word the way it's supposed to be used, not the way Hillary Clinton allowed us to use it as a term of endearment. It is reprehensible. It is disgusting. You have men that are entering female safe spaces like this locker room and just dropping trowel and walking around naked. That's not what these women signed up for when they signed up for a membership in Planet Fitness. That's not what they signed up for. They didn't sign up for this crap. Okay? They wanted a place to go work out. A place to go be healthy. Not a place to go see some naked freak with a half beard on his face walking around in the locker room naked. Because if you question his motives, you're a bigot. F that. You're trying to keep women safe. I don't want to hear another word out of the left. Women's rights to choose an abortion is between her and her doctor. Donald Trump is going to take away women's rights. What about the women who lost their right to privacy right here because of your effed up, disgusting, cult-like ideology? Can you answer that? You better answer that question before we even go near the subject of abortion. You want to say that abortion is an aspect of women's rights? You need to answer what the hell you've done to a woman's right to privacy and safety. Because if you question a man's identity as a transgender woman, that's code word and cult language for crazy person. If you question that identity, if you question that thought process, you're now a bigot. Screw that. And screw you. You enabled that guy, your ideology. You're all, right, bigotry, if you don't let him in the bathroom. That let this dude in there to do what he did. And now there are women paying the price. Don't you pull this bullcrap about you're the party of women's rights. You can't even define woman. Joe Biden, it's a woman's right. What's a woman? Nobody can answer the question. Nobody can answer. Is this guy a woman because he felt like it? Clearly, the answer is no. In a recent incident at a Planet Fitness gym in Gastonia, North Carolina, Christopher Allen Miller, 38 years old, was arrested after he stripped naked in the women's locker room. Members of the gym who believe Miller was abusing the policy. I thought that didn't happen. I thought nobody abuses the policy. What's next? They're going to say, well, you know, the abuses are there, but they're rare. That is the next line. Because first thing the left does, they deny the existence of something. Then they say it exists, but it's rare. And then they say it's a good thing that it's happening. Look at critical race theory. They say that's not a real thing. That's a right-wing conspiracy theory that's not in the schools. Then they say, well, it is in the schools, but it's only a college-level course for higher education. Then they say it's actually in all of the schools, and it's good because we're fighting racism. So the first thing, they're doing the same thing, folks, with this trans nonsense. They're saying, no, nobody abuses. That's ridiculous. That's not what we're doing. There's no abuse going on of these policies. Trans people just want to feel comfortable and be accepted, and they just want tolerance, right? Next, they're going to say, well, the abuses are rare, and it helps more people than it hurts. And then finally, they're going to arrive at good. Women need to see men's junk in their private spaces. That's what we're here for. You'll see. Book it. Flag it. Whatever you want to say. Bookmark it. We tend to predict the future on this show a lot. It's a shame. We are out in front of everything. I want to get this message out. According to reports from WSOC Channel 9, a local news outlet, Miller was allegedly harassing women in the gym before his arrest. That doesn't happen, folks. It doesn't happen. It's tolerance. A female caller described the situation to the dispatcher, stating, it's a man, but he says he identifies as a woman, and he won't leave the restroom, but he's just walking around showing us his you-know-what and won't leave. Police eventually arrived at the gym and promptly arrested Miller. One female gym member expressed how seeing Miller in the women's locker room made her uncomfortable. Quote, I think a woman should be able to go into a women's bathroom without a man coming in saying he's transgender. Duh! I guess that woman's a bigot, right? Because she wants her right to privacy, right? Party of Women's Rights, where are you? Where are you? Show your faces now. Republicans want to take away women's rights. Well, no one's taking away the women's rights except you. You've taken away their right to compete in their own sports. You've taken away their right to have their own safe places, to go to the bathroom in peace without seeing another dude's junk hanging out. You've taken away their right to have jobs. You've taken away. This is, we're going backwards now. We're going backwards. The only reason you haven't taken away women's rights to vote is because they vote for Democrats. As soon as they start voting for Republicans, you'll take that away too. Same with the black community. And you know it. Whoopi Goldberg on The View. Republicans want to bring back slavery. Republicans ended slavery, you dirtbag. Democrats were the ones who were fighting to preserve slavery. The party switched. They never switched, and you know it. The gym revoked the membership of a woman who attempted to expose a man in the women's locker room by taking a photo. Planet Fitness actually revoked the permit, the membership of somebody who said, look what your policy is doing. They shut that person down. Now it's happening again. This is what happens when you enable crazy. I've only been saying this for the last 3 years. This is what has been coming. And what happened? I'm a terrorist. Hate maps. Bigot. All over the media locally in New York, got reporters laughing. I don't care. I knew I was right. I don't want to be right. I was hoping I was missing something, that women weren't going to have to get put through this. But common sense would dictate, if you let foxes into the hen house, you start losing hens. But the fox identifies as a hen. And you're an idiot if you think that fox ain't going to start eating your chickens. Finally, this story. Tolerance, right? Got to tolerate everything. If a pride flag comes down, if people wear a pride shirt and they're shamed into changing it, it's going to be a national issue. But when people on a dance team wear American flags, it's triggering? The American flag is now triggering? Of course it is. It's the left we're talking about. They absolutely hate this country. Are enough people going to hear about this? Of course not. Of course not. This is the type of stuff that if you share it with your independent friends, we will sway votes en masse. That's why I ask you so many times to do it. Because this is the type of stuff that an independent or a moderate or somebody who is loosely paying attention right now will go, hold on a second. Isn't this the tolerance crowd? How come they can't tolerate something as innocuous as the American flag? Something as innocent. It's innocent. It's not a Trump flag. It's not a flag that's representing a particular cause. You know, the blue line flag. They go, oh, well, the police brutality. It's the American flag. It's the American. And I disagree with them just, you know, having a problem with the blue line flag. I love our cops. It's the American flag. The borderline dance team in Seattle, an all-women's country line dance team. They do country line dancing. They can't have the American flag. Was invited to the Emerald City Hoedown in Seattle last weekend to perform by event organizers, the Rain County Dance Association. Rain County Dance Association describes itself, of course, as creating a, quote, friendly environment for LGBTQ people and friends to meet and dance in the Pacific Northwest. We support this country Western dance community by providing opportunities to dance, learn, and perform. We cater to the LGBTQ community of Seattle and greater Puget Sound, but are open to all. However, the borderline dance team's American flag themed shirts resulted in them effectively being kicked out of the event because some attendees felt triggered and unsafe. So, I need the LGBTQ plus IAP bat soup GRIFTER community to tell me. I'm supposed to tolerate you, right? And your freak show. You're dancing naked for kids, entering women's restrooms naked. Yeah, you're teaching young children to chop off their breasts and their genitalia. Right? I'm supposed to tolerate that. You can't tolerate the American flag? You're triggered and uncomfortable by the American flag. You're at a country music dance festival. Country. What country is country music popular in? The United States. So I have to tolerate you. But you can't tolerate the American flag. That's not even tolerating me. I'm political. We don't align our ideas on anything, okay? I'm supposed to tolerate your far left stance. You can't tolerate the centrist stance, the centrist item of the American flag. It's the flag of all of our people. Not just my flag. It's your flag too, whether you like it or not. You can't tolerate that? That makes you feel uncomfortable? Are you kidding me? No, you're not kidding me. You hate this country. Tolerance, folks. It's all a one-way street. We have to tolerate every little crazy thing that entitled group of whiny little pansies does on the street. Oh, we got my blue hair. Oh, we need trans rights. If a dance team in a country music dancing festival wears American flag themed clothing, they're not allowed to dance. What happened to tolerance? What happened to acceptance? Love wins. No, unless they're wearing patriotic apparel. It's not like they were dancing in MAGA hats, folks. They were wearing American. I mean, this is the most innocent. Look at this picture right here. Folks, it's stars and stripes. Literally, that's it. There's nothing political about it. It's American flag themed stuff. You're upset by that? So stupid. And that is why I do not tolerate their craziness. That is why for 36 minutes on this show, I just went off on them. Because there's nothing to tolerate. They are insane. And I do not cave or cater to insanity. I don't do it. You want to call me a bigot? Fine. Fine. Call me a bigot. I've been called worse. Sometimes by Buffalo Bills fans. Most of the times by liberals. I've been called worse than a bigot. A lot worse. Okay? I don't really care. That's too harsh, Sean. You're supposed to be accepting. No, I don't accept craziness. The minute you accept craziness, you're crazy. That's my rules. You don't like it? You can find another show. That's fine. I don't do it. Men do not go in the ladies' room. Men are not women. If you're born a man, you will always be a biological man. I don't care if you like it or you don't like it. And if you really think that you're a female, wait till you're an adult before you do all the crazy stuff to your body, okay? You can't do it when you're a child. Don't recruit people to your sick cult. Don't get kids involved. You want to live your life? I accept you for what you are, even though you don't know what you are. But don't push it on anybody. You can't help yourself. You can't help yourself because it is a cult and you're busy recruiting people into it. That's what it is. All right. Let's take a deep breath. I seem to have found my voice.
You have.
It is there. It is there. We'd like to get to a word from our friends. Over. It's got to be peaceful. You know, not like Antifa peaceful, actually peaceful. Not fiery, but mostly peaceful, but peaceful. Breathe with me, folks. Let's do it. Cozy earth. I love cozy earth. Folks, if you've ever been asked, how did you sleep last night? And you answered, not so great, or just okay. Or if you had to say something like, don't ask, you're not alone. One out of every three Americans report being sleep deprived, and your sheets could be the problem. The wrong sheets can trap body heat, leaving you boiling 1 minute and freezing the next. The solution? Climate change. Just kidding. Cozy earth bedding. Folks, I love cozy earth. I love their products. I love how it's helped us. It's helped our sleep. Their soft, luxurious cozy earth bedding has made a huge difference in our sleep, and it's amazing. We feel great. Feel amazing. Cozy earth is life-changing luxury. Its best-selling bamboo sheet set is made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo, which makes them naturally temperature-regulating and breathable, so you'll sleep more comfortable all year round. Cozy earth sheets are genuinely soft and only get softer with every wash. It's the brand that comes with a 100-night sleep trial, which means you have up to 100 nights, to sleep on them, wash them, try them out, and if you're not completely in love, just return them within 100 days for a full refund. All of their products also include a 10-year warranty against defects. Now, whether it's their luxury bedding, ultra-comfortable loungewear, plush bath towels, and more, you will love shopping at Cozy Earth. Now, if you've never tried Cozy Earth before, you're missing out. But I've got great news. You can save up to 35% off of Cozy Earth products. But this offer is not going to last forever. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter the promo code LFA at checkout for up to 35% off. 35, it's a lot. That is CozyEarth.com, promo code LFA. CozyEarth.com, promo code LFA. CozyEarth.com, promo code Lima Foxtrot Alpha. We love Cozy Earth. We love everything about them. It will help you out if you've never tried Cozy Earth before. I encourage you to look into it and make it happen. CozyEarth.com, promo code LFA. CozyEarth.com, promo code LFA. All right. Let's rock and roll here. Keep going, folks. Hit that thumbs up button if you haven't already. It's not a joke. We need you to hit the thumbs up button if you have not hit the thumbs up button already. It helps us fly up the charts. Head over to our website. That is farishmedia.com, FARASH media.com. We've got a bunch of custom orders. I'm working on them. A lot of them are really funny. I really do enjoy a lot of the orders and requests that you send in. They're oftentimes extremely funny. That's FARASHmedia.com. Click on that custom message tab. If you have a birthday coming up for a friend or a loved one, or maybe a not so loved one, it really helps us out, and it'll really make their day. I get great feedback on a lot of it. Oh my gosh, you nailed it. It's so great. So check it out. That is farishmedia.com, farishmedia.com, FARASHmedia.com. Subscribe to our podcast anywhere you get your podcast by searching for Ungoverned. Again, that's anywhere you get your podcast by searching for Ungoverned. Okay, we have the abortion argument that's coming up again. Obviously, the Democrats want to focus on abortion over everything else because it motivates the females to come out and vote. They tend to vote Democrat anyway. It kind of solidifies that. And there's no accomplishments that they can actually point to. Well, Donald Trump, as I had mentioned, okay, Donald Trump, as I had mentioned, had made a very, I think, strategic, targeted and calculated statement on abortion last week. Or it was actually earlier this week. Feels like last week, but it was earlier this week. Where he said it's a state issue. Now, there's a huge disconnect right now between constitutional principles and what we want. Okay? What we want. I will always default to the Constitution in terms of being our guide. We have a great, there's a great article we're going to get to from Jazz Shaw at hotair.com. The pro-life community is passionately pro-life, and I respect that stance, and it is the right stance. I can't say it enough. It is the correct stance. It is. Life does begin at conception. Abortion should not be used as birth control. The only time I could even entertain the idea of an abortion is when the life of the baby or the mother is in absolute, not the mental health of the mother, the life, the actual life, physical health of the mother is in dire straits. Okay? And Zach and I talked about this last night. I really do believe if there is an abortion, it should be, there should be a legally binding contract between both parents. Okay, rape's a little different. You're obviously not going to go to the dude that raped you and say, hey, sign this for me. Right? But if there's a, you know, one night stand, whatever, someone gets, and the woman doesn't want the baby, but the man does, that woman should be financially supported by the man through the 9 months of pregnancy. If the woman doesn't want the baby, she could sign over custody of the baby to the gentleman, to the guy. He can keep the kid. The kid lives. She doesn't have to worry about it anymore. And that's that. The kid should not be killed because someone doesn't want it. When you abort somebody, you're killing off generations, folks. You just don't know. There's always adoption. Okay, if neither parent wants the baby. Well, the father doesn't want it, the mother doesn't want it, so kill it? No! Somebody else out there wants it. Why kill the child? I'm with you, the pro-life community. I am there. However, and this is a big however, since Roe versus Wade was overturned, which is what we wanted, abortion became a state issue, not a federal issue. So if you are as passionate about being pro-life as I know you are, if you're as passionate about protecting the unborn as I know you are, then you have to do the work. Do not rely on government to solve your problems. Donald Trump is not God, okay? We know that. He is not going to solve all of your problems. If you are an avid pro-life activist, the power is now in your hands. If you're not ready for that responsibility, that's not anybody's issue but yours. You now have the ability, you know your right, to organize with other people who feel the same way as you do. Get with your state representatives. Work with them to craft legislation to restrict the frequency of abortions in your state, whether it's what Florida wants to do with the 6-week ban, which is the heartbeat bill, or it's something a little more moderate than that. You have the power now to craft that legislation. You did not have that power when Roe versus Wade was in place. Donald Trump says it's a state issue. He is simply speaking the truth. It is now a state issue because Roe versus Wade has been overturned. But the USA Today, this is the story that really is driving me nuts. Because I hear from the left, Donald Trump's a dictator. He's going to be a dictator. The old USA Today headline said this. I'll show you this picture here. It's on the Postmillennial in this article. Okay? The will of the people. Trump opposes a national abortion ban, says the states should decide. Because the states should decide. Because the power now rests with them. They changed it to, Donald Trump says states should decide abortion policy, avoids talk of a national ban. Little more negative, right? And it comes after the Biden regime apparently scolded USA Today because the message wasn't beneficial enough for their campaign. Corporate media outlet USA Today changed its headline on the position that likely Republican nominee Donald Trump took on abortion after the media was scolded by the Biden campaign in a press call. During the call on Monday, after reports of Trump's abortion statement, Deputy Communications Director Brooke Gorin spoke to members of the mainstream media and was displeased that many of them had reported that Trump was leaving the issue of abortion up to the states. That's because that's what he's doing. Do you understand right now the Biden regime was upset with the mainstream media for being honest? Who's a dictator again?
I heard Trump is a tyrant, totalitarian. He's going to be a dictator. He even said it, dictator for a day.
When is the last time Donald Trump made the mainstream media change their headlines? He rags on them. You never cover me fairly. You never do it. Because that's the truth too. Donald Trump says it's up to the states. Why would he say that? Because it's the truth. After Roe versus Wade had been overturned, the power then fell into the hands of the states, which means it really falls into the hands of the people, which is what that original USA Today headline said. The will of the people. Gorin ripped into members of the media for accurately reporting the message that Trump conveyed about the, quote, will of the people in relation to abortion laws. She emphasized that the media needed to do a better job of reporting. Quote, Trump kept his word to overturn Roe versus Wade in his last term, and he will not rest until he has banned abortion across the entire country, period. We all know this, and the coverage needs to reflect it. Not what he said. Yet, today, we're still reading headlines that Trump declines to endorse a national abortion ban, because he did. A Trump, quote, rebuffed pressure to the campaign on a national limit, that Trump decided to punt the politically fraught issue to the states and not back the national abortion ban. One particularly egregiously false headline even said Trump opposes a national abortion ban and will leave it up to the will of the people, Gorin added. That's the USA Today title. Trump didn't decline anything. All he did was take credit again for the nightmare he created. That's the news that's important here. We cannot and we will not give Trump a free pass. You are a political campaign. You do not direct the media. Although in this current country and the way the media operates, you do direct the media because you're nothing but tyrants. That's what tyrants do. That's what tyrants do. I wouldn't be surprised if word for word you saw the exact same conversation between Putin's people and RT, between Ukraine's people and their media, between Winnie the Pooh and Chinese state media, between radical Islamic terrorists and Al Jazeera, between Trudeau and Canadian media. What's the one thing they all have in common? They're all tyrants. They're all tyrants. Now on to this more important, this actual political discussion, this constitutional discussion. This headline's a little misleading, but the article is actually great. Has Trump filed for a divorce from the pro-life movement? Well, I'm going to answer that question for you. The answer is no. The answer is no. What Trump really has done here is that he has essentially aligned himself with what the Supreme Court decided and the Constitution here playing out in real time. In this piece, a little far down, it says it's not as if Donald Trump is out there on the campaign trail encouraging everyone to send money to Planned Parenthood or arguing to reinstate Roe. He's actually bragging that the justices he nominated to the Supreme Court overturned Roe. He's refusing to get behind a blanket ban at 7 weeks because that is where the strong majority of the country comes down on the subject. A similarly strong majority opposes abortions in the third trimester, and Trump is obviously aware of that. But there's still criticism. Lila Rose, the president of Live Action, went so far as to say that Donald Trump is not a pro-life candidate. That's not true. Other anti-abortion advocates are warning that this position might cost Trump some pro-life votes in November, but will it really? The alternative to Donald Trump leaving it to the hands of the states is Joe Biden and the Democrats, who will kill the baby up until it's born and sometimes after it. Are you really going to make that decision? I know you want to hear Donald Trump say he wants to ban it all across the country. But the fact of the matter is, after Roe versus Wade, he's not allowed to do that. It's a state issue. He's not a state office holder when he's the president. The Constitution still matters, and it always will matter. You have the power. Stop looking to him to solve the problem that you have been given the power to solve. He gave you the power. He gave it to you. Do something with it. Don't yell at him for saying he's not going to be able to ban abortion because the Supreme Court ruled that it's now out of the federal government's hands. Even as important as this issue will be in November, in the end, all Donald Trump has to do is precisely that. Be less pro-abortion or more pro-life than Biden. The position combined with Biden's disastrous numbers on nearly every other issue should keep the pro-life and evangelical voters in the corral this November. That's Jazz Shaw on hotair.com. He also says Trump's position on abortion is basic, and it's one that has been enthusiastically pushed forward by conservative analysts who are fighting to ensure the GOP doesn't suffer yet another embarrassing loss to the most unpopular president of the modern era. The Supreme Court returned the abortion question to the states. That is where it belongs. Trump is taking credit for placing several of the justices that overturned Roe, which is what the pro-life crowd claimed they wanted for decades. Now he's ready to move on and let the Constitution serve as our guide. The disconnect on display from the people currently criticizing Trump over this was nicely framed by this account on Twitter at FilmLad. Let me show you this right here at FilmLad on Twitter. Roe versus Wade was overturned because abortion is not a federal matter. Decades were spent arguing this by pro-life activists, and they finally won the argument. Now you're tossing all of that aside. There is no federal power to be used unless you get a constitutional amendment. So whether you want Donald Trump to be in favor of a ban or not, he can't ban abortion because that power was taken away from the federal government when Roe versus Wade was overturned, which is what we've always wanted. We always wanted Roe versus Wade to be overturned because it federally protected the quote unquote right to an abortion. It's not a federal right. It is not a federal issue. It is now a state issue. If you want less abortions in your state, get out and do something about it. Stop relying on somebody else to solve the problems that you want solved. What's the phrase? If you want a job done right, do it yourself. You have the power. I'm with you. I want you to win at your state level. I want you to win. I'm with you. You want to come on the show and promote organizations and rallies and things that you're doing to bolster the pro-life movement in your state? You have a platform here. But you have to understand that it is you who has the power, not Trump, because the Supreme Court said so. Once you have understood that, then we can start moving on and protecting the unborn. All right, I want to get to a word from our friends over at OFP Farms. Big Mother's Day promotion going on right now at OFP Farms. That is Oscar Foxtrot PapaFarms.com. OFP Farms is a family-owned and operated goat farm that produces quality goat milk products for everyday use. Soaps, lotions, lip balms, all-natural pain relief, and beard products. Goat milk is packed naturally with essential vitamins that help to heal skin and promote regrowth of dead skin cells damaged by everyday life, harsh chemicals, and exposure to the elements. Every product is made with premium ingredients in small batches to maintain quality. Now, OFP Farms is a patriotic, America-first, God-fearing company. They create, produce, and ship directly from their farm. You can't beat this, folks. You just can't. But here's, oh, shoot. I just went, the screen whole thing went black. Here we go. Whoops. Sorry. That's the OFP Farms Mother's Day promo, but it's too small. Now we made it big. Now you should see it. There it is. Boom. Small farm, big love. Ladies and gentlemen, right now, they're celebrating moms with an exclusive Mother's Day garden gift box. The luxurious collection is a tribute to express love and appreciation crafted to bring joy and comfort to the amazing women in your life. Be sure to visit the website at ofpfarms.com. Browse their selection of products perfect for Mother's Day and every other day. And they've upped the discount, folks. Do not forget to use the promo code LFA at checkout for 20% off now of your purchase. OFP Farms, 20% off. Promo code LFA, limited time only for Mother's Day. That LFA promo code is now 20% off for Mother's Day. That is OFPFarms.com, promo code LFA for 20% off for Mother's Day. Ladies and gentlemen, last but not least, I think it is time to start throwing some tea in the harbor again. You know, we're told with taxes, we take the money from you. It's reinvested in your country. It's reinvested in the homeland. You know, and I have no problem paying cops, firemen, the military. I have no problem investing in the roads that I drive on, the bridges that I drive on, the trains that we get on. I don't have a problem investing in stuff like that. National defense. What I have a problem with is you sucking money out of the pockets of the American people and then sending it out of America. How much foreign aid do I believe is okay for a budget? Zero. And now you have 60% of Americans who essentially feel the same way. They feel like we are paying too much in taxes because we are. Only 27% of Americans stated that their federal income taxes are fair because they're not. A recent poll conducted in January found that most Americans believe they're paying too much in federal taxes. The survey was conducted by AP NORCS, N-O-R-C-S, and analyzed IRS data from 2021. Found that a considerable majority, 60%, feel they pay, quote, too much in federal income taxes. 18% of respondents went on to correctly identify which group in the U.S. pays the most federal taxes. The discrepancy in perception versus reality stems from the nature of U.S. tax system, which operates on a progressive basis. Under this system, individuals with higher income incur a proportionally higher tax rate compared to those with lower earnings. So you're like disincentivized from making more money because you give it to the government and then they send it somewhere else. The data analyzed in the study, as reported by CBS News, underscores the significant contrast in tax burdens across income brackets. On average, taxpayers in the United States pay approximately $14,000 annually in federal taxes, excluding payroll taxes such as Social Security. However, when income levels are taken into account, the discrepancies become glaringly evident. Individuals within the bottom half of the income spectrum face a significantly lower tax bill, with an average annual payment of $667. But from income earners in the top 50%, that number increases to $27,000. Make more money? Government gets more money. Problem is, the money is not being spent here. It's going to other countries. If you were taking my money and spending it in my country, border security, national defense, military, cops, firemen, infrastructures. No, you're sending it to Ukraine, Israel, Iran, Pakistan, some other country I've never heard of probably until I see in a Rand Paul's Waste Report, the Kennedy Center for the Arts. Spend it on stuff that actually improves this country and our quality of life. Then I'll be less upset with taxes. This is why we say taxation is theft. And now 60% of the country agrees. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching and listening. Appreciate y'all being here. We'll be back here live tomorrow, Friday, for calls, second half of the show, as we always do. Locals tonight, seanfarish.locals.com/support. Maybe a little shorter. We got to go to bed early tonight because I got to be up early, early tomorrow for WPHT 1210. We'll be on the radio with Nick Kale all 4 hours tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern. Will Johnson coming up next with Culture Wars at 6 p.m. Based America with Drew Hernandez at 7 p.m. And Stone Zone with Roger Stone at 8 p.m. Eastern. As President Trump says, we will never give up. We will never give in. And we will never, ever surrender. If all else fails, we'll just become ungovernable. Thank you. God bless you. God bless this one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Have a great rest of your day. Please hit the like button. The 1,200, 1,300, however many of you are here. On your way out. It's very easy to do. The thumbs up button helps us more than you know. It takes 2 seconds of your time. It's free. That's all we're looking for. Leave us a comment. Subscribe to this channel, rumble.com/LFATV. Subscribe anywhere you get your podcast by searching for Ungoverned. And join our email list at Farish Media, FARASH Media.com. Have a great rest of your Thursday. We hope you enjoyed the show. We'll catch you tomorrow evening.